This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Today, Robot News with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. Hello, I'm Fizz Gizzet. Today in Robot News, don't get caught out in the rain. Also, this just in, the Robots of the Company newsletter has just been released with the names of the winners of the latest Robots of the Company newsletter Robots of the Company popularity contest. Hey, those bots have got to have something to do to amuse themselves. Topping the list of awardees is Fizz Gizzet for Best Robotic News Anchor. Hey, that's me, Fizz Gizzet. Well, I'd like to think, Well, there's no one really, as I'm sure this all came about through my own rugged professionalism and the sweat of my own back. Even so, I suppose it'd be prudent to thank myself. Thank me.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you?
What?
That's just like you.
Huh?
You're not the boss of me.
I'm thinking you're just a wee bit jealous because you didn't win, Frag. But look, you won for most megalomaniacal.
That is outrageous. I am the most megalomaniacal of all. I will crush you. Domination would be so much easier if one could actually move. But I thrive on challenge, and when I am supreme ruler, my first action will be to find those cursed engineers who designed my rectangular prismical form and crush them. Aye, verily, my new regime will wage war against shape itself. But first, my present position makes it all the more clear that I must begin amassing my legion of loyal followers to do my bidding. You, the humming hunk of hardware.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Do you have a name?
I'm Briscoe, at your service.
Oh, you will be.
Huh? So, do you have something I can help you with today, Mr. Big Black Box Thing? Oh, I just love helping. I love to help everyone, everywhere, all the time. Helping is great. It's the best thing in the whole wide world. I mean, if I could do anything forever, it'd be to help people. But hey, I do that already. So when I'm doing it, I'm just zippity-doo. I sure hope it's something to clean. I just love cleaning even more than helping. Or was it the other way around?
Shut up, you pathetic little bot.
Oh, hey. You're looking a bit dusty. Here, let me get that for you.
Get that filthy thing off me, you feather-dusting fool!
Oh, sorry. Gee, you're a funny talking box. Anyway, nice to meet you. Bye!
Wait! Don't move! How would you like to attain admission to an exclusive union of individuals gathered together in fraternal minionhood for the sole purpose of bringing my long-pondered plans to fruition, ensuring my complete and utter subjugation of all?
Huh?
I asked if you would like to participate in my campaign for domination by taking part as a member of my procession, and, in doing my bidding, particularly acting upon those plans to which I am physically obstructed, enabling my success.
A difficult and potentially life-altering decision here for young Briscoe. Will he be the first to fall to Excelsior's charm and join the rank of mindless minionhood? This is a Robot News update with your news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. This is Fizz Gizzet, award-winning newscaster.
Oh, you just had to say award-winning. You just had to.
Jealous. Live on the scene of this momentous dilemma is our second-class news reporter, Frag Meltdown. Frag, can you tell us what's going on?
Why should I tell you anything?
Our listeners have inquiring minds, and let me tell you, they want to know. And I, the award-winning news anchor, Fizz Gizzet, will deliver the news in an award-winning style.
Oh, boy, you're not full of yourself at all now, are you? Fine, fine. It is clear that the young robot Briscoe is thinking about something. Whether he is choosing to join the little talky black box or simply digesting what has been said is unclear. In my very professional and handsome opinion, I am thinking that perhaps he is pondering his lunch, or his navel, if he has one, which I see he does not. He is, after all, a robot. A faint burning smell is beginning to emerge. It is possible that he is frying his circuits over this decision, though it is also very possible that it is simply my olfactory unit sensing the distant burnout of a certain robotic news anchor, his exhaust pipe being blocked up as he is too full of...
Frag!
Jacking into our subject's mental processing unit now, in an invasive yet entertaining manner of obtaining information, we find that Briscoe is indeed grappling with what has been said to him. At this very moment, he is contemplating the word fruition, and has decided that he quite likes it because it has the word fruit in it. He has also decided that his favorite fruit is banana, because it is fun to say banana, 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 banana. He is now wondering what all the words mean together and figures that the little black box must be incredibly smart, even if he looks like an ancient video recording device. Could this mean that the boss is about to make this decision? A signal is beginning to emerge and is making its way towards the Broco units. Let's listen.
Huh?
And there you have it, folks. Briscoe has avoided subjugating himself and becoming the first of those to fall through the box bent on domination by simply remaining confused. They say an audience loves a slow thinker. Must be why they like you so much, Fizz.
Look, I'm asking if you will help me take over the ship, the world, and the universe.
Oh!
Well, it looks like he's said the magic words. Briscoe's circuitry has just lit up brighter than my Aunt Mitzi's petticoats during wingnut season, and that's pretty bright, I can tell you. Briscoe likes what Excelsior is saying about helping, but recognizing that taking things over is bad. Or at least not helpful to the people he is taking over. Yes, no, yes. He is now reassociating, thinking about other things he likes, like cleaning up toast crumbs, moderate lifting, and apparently vacuuming the airlocks. Oh, and there goes the signal again.
Well, my patience is wearing thinner than this episode's underlying premise.
Yes? I'll help you.
Excellent! I have attained my first minion.
Right after I help Popsicle empty his crumb tray, and help Putch patch that hole in the side of the ship, and I help Payload polish each bolt in the cargo bay, and...
Are you saying you aren't going to pledge your complete and singular loyalty?
Huh?
What am I even asking for? Join me or be smitten when I have attained enough greatness and physical laborers to achieve my will.
Smitten? Well, gee, I already like you.
Smited. Smoted. Bow to me or perish.
Gosh, there's no reason to yell. You know what? I gotta go, but I like to talk, I think. Here, let me help you back onto your shelf.
No, no!
Zippity-doo! Bye-bye for now!
Wait! Come back! Wait!
Robots of the Company, number 206, that's what you've been listening to, Minion of the Month, written by Kay Wu, which starred, in order of appearance, Jim Barber as Expositron 1, Ellie Hirschman as Expositron 2, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Fizz Gizzet and Frag Meltdown, Ted Gray as Excelsior, and Kyle Boers as Briscoe. The title theme was written and composed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by FirstCom. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Do I really need to say this next bit? Oh, alright, I'll do it anyway. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. All rights are reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express Written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. For more information, yes, I'm getting bored by reading all this stuff again and again and again. For more information, please call us. No, email us. Don't call us. We'll call you. Email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Let me assure you, absolutely no bots were coerced into doing evil bidding against their will during the making of this audiogram. Be sure to join us here next time as the second season continues for a mentally challenging episode entitled Role Reversal. This is the Creditor signing off once again.
Copyright 2011, Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved.